Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eisha Torah. Our text is Life is Now. We're in chapter 32. This is really part B, which is the story of chapter 32. A fellow I spoke to about improving his life said to me, I know that a lot of ideas you have told me will be good for me. When I try out some of the exercises, I do gain, but I guess that I lack patience. And this is what he said. I've always been impatient. My parents and teachers often told me that I need to be more patient. But what can I do? I'm missing patience. I know it'd be great if I were blessed with more patience, but I'm just not patient. That's not me. So I said to him like this. The way you're looking at patience isn't helpful, and it isn't reality. You look at patience as something that some people have more of and some people have less of. But that's not the way it is. Patience is a trait that everyone can build up. When you do something many times, it increases your level of patience. You don't have a finite amount and it can't get used up. Rather, patience consists of actions that you choose to do. Let's take the trait of being joyful. Many actions of joy will increase the amount of joy that is stored in your brain. Being patient and persistent just means that you will keep up the practice of speaking and acting joyfully. If you were patient and persistent about increasing joy, how many times a day would you like to joyfully say the word joyful? He committed to a certain number a day. I told him that I would hold him accountable to his commitment. He should mark down each time he joyfully says the word joyfully. He proved to himself that he was able to be more persistent than he had originally thought, and especially when you count, that's a motivation to increase the numbers. How many times a day would you like to commit to repeating the word joy? It will be helpful to ask a friend to make sure that you're following through on your commitment. This will work best if you find someone with a similar goal. You can then regularly ask each other if you met your day's quota. So be persistent, repeat over joy, think of joy, speak joyfully, and you keep increasing your patience and increase your joy.